Hi, this is Eric Walker, the original Mace, the OM in the universe. Sorry, Sam Jackson. And you're listening to What a Piece of Junk.
Space junkies, and welcome to What a Piece of Junk, the Star Wars podcast here on the Fandom Podcast Network. Yes, your ears do not deceive you. I, one of your original co-hosts, Scott Bautman, have returned to the broadcast, but recording in the comfy confines of my new temporary digs in Rutherford County, North Carolina. But joining me, as always, are my inimitable co-hosts, Mr. Derek Marsh. Hello, Derek.
Welcome back, Scotticus Maximus. It's good to have you at the helm. We have enjoyed our sub-pilots that were filling in for you, but at the same time, it is good to have a familiar person at the helm. So welcome back, and hopefully the move wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Moving in July in the hottest summer on record so far, probably in retrospect, a bad plan. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. And an expert in doing what one must do is our other co-host, Mr. Nathan Miracle. Nathan, how are you?
Hey! I am doing great. Excited to talk about Andor, Star Wars, Lego, summer vacation, all the great Star Wars stuff that's coming up that we've just recently watched. Unlike you, not moving during the summer, staying nice and cool indoors.
Probably a much better idea. Now, one nice thing about my new digs are most of the room is behind me instead of in the old situation where I was at the edge of the room. So I actually have room to park a few things over beside me. So if you see a weird blue glow, it's because I have my saber rocking and rolling during the broadcast. Wah.
Are you going to do some limbo with that?
I should do that. I should do Beat Saber, with my Oculus Rift or whatever.
There you go.
This is proof that it's the knockoff and not one from Galaxy's Edge.
Or a real one where you just grab the blade.
What I like about that, though, is once I remove the blade, it still has a little energy in it. Look at that. Isn't that
cool? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you put the whole
you can be like a magician.
From the old EU where he could grab the blade and drain the energy.
It takes it a second to actually, calm down. Isn't that cool? Anyway. Or also Nathan, Star Wars The Old Republic, where Satele Shan, I think, is able to stop the blade. And then somebody else did that as well. Because what they did was they made it where the blade didn't actually touch them. They used the force to make a little barrier.
But yeah, wasn't that on the Ronin? Didn't the Ronin do that?
Yeah, in Star Wars Visions. I think that's right. Yeah. So, at least one person did it in Visions. I'm not sure which cartoon.
I think it was in Ronin at the first episode. So I'll have to go back and watch it again. It's been a little while. So
But that's not a bad idea anyway. So anyhow, we're all caught up, and we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants tonight. We didn't even bother to make show notes because read what? Who has time?
You weren't supposed
that?
To give our secrets away, Scott.
Oh, I mean,
we never do show notes.
We're consummate professionals and have the nth detail of every second of the show pre-planned and written down in an ironclad outline.
Even had the lightsaber falls off the handle.
Yeah, so that I could demonstrate the absorbed photo cell thingy, right?
Anyway. Yes. It's like we're watching ourselves now in the future, but now it's in the past.
When will this be now?
now. No, that was then.
All right, anyway, speaking of animation, as we were with Star Wars Visions, I have not had the chance to watch Lego Star Wars Summer Vacation, but you guys did. So tell us, what's up, Nathan? What was the gist and how did you enjoy it?
It was Lego Star Wars Animation, and it was pretty much what I expect from Lego Star Wars Animation at this point. There were some kind of funny jokes. I chuckled once or twice. I didn't pay too much attention. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We have Rey and Finn and Poe. And they all go to the Halcyon.
Okay. A giant infomercial. That's all this is.
I mean, you know,
that's what I thought it was going to be to start with. It turned out to not quite be that. It was almost, I don't want to say It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a standard anthology movie that they've turned these into. So it's got three things, which unfortunately, though, the one thing that I disliked about it, I mean, I liked it. It's cute. But I've come to, as the anthologies, they kind of play off another movie, right? And they didn't do that here. It was kind of their, which credit, it was kind of their own original things, which had some clever moments, but it does a lot of callbacks and stuff like that. There's a running joke because Finn gets disappointed that everybody kind of goes off and does their own thing. And apparently Lego Star Wars is really sticking to Finn being like a Jedi, because that's the whole premise. Like, he's attuned to the Force. And he's seeing all this Force Jedi space ghosts, right? So everybody goes off, you know, Finn's boo-hoo-hoo. So he goes to the bar, and guess who shows up? Obi-Wan, right? And space ghost form. So, and it goes into a fun little story with Obi-Wan trying to, basically the one time he says to let go and have fun. It's a pretty funny episode of how him and this, I don't remember, this made-up character that they have for Star Wars that he meets, go and break into Jabba's palace during his birthday.
Jabba's birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, so Jabba's throwing a gigantic party. Yes. So they come in pretending to be part of the entertainment.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the mafia with, you know, the Don, where he's like, he can't refuse anyone during the birthday, right? So everybody's invited. This is
the day of my daughter's wedding. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of funny. And he breaks out, and it's called the Gamorrean Girls. And it's kind of like the Gamorrean girls, Gamorrean boys, and it just does this whole thing, and it gets everybody a distraction. But anyways, the whole running theme afterwards, because then Finn runs into Space Anakin Skywalker and Space Leia Organa. He says, you know, he got visited by Obi-Wan, who said to let go and have fun. And they're like, Obi-Wan, have fun.
Like, this is not right.
That can't be right.
And they're all snickering. Nah. So, it looks like
we've lost Nathan.
Nathan crashed.
Nathan's caught in a gravity shadow.
So we threw him out the spaceport.
This is the best episode of What a Piece of Junk we've ever done. This is, we need to not have show notes more often.
Yes,
because that's what caused that. The lack of show notes knocked over my camera.
No, that was in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. We should have show notes more often so we can have these unscripted moments.
Hey, this is how reality TV works, right? We unscript all the scripted. I mean, we script all the unscripted.
So, well, anyway, Obi-Wan, have fun.
I'll have to check it out. It sounds like it was cute, at least, and probably pretty short and sweet and to the point.
Yeah. Well, and real quick, because I won't go into too much else detail, but the best part is always when they have Palpatine and Vader.
Like, yeah.
The way they do that, the way they run them off, and they're on the Scarif Beach, you get a Weird Al cameo. So,
that's awesome.
Was probably the best part in that middle section there, where, you know, Palp just continues to beat up on poor Vader. And it was just, like I said, there's just some fun, cute moments there. The last part is why I'm kind of wearing the shirt I am, when Organa Solo family vacation style, again, where I thought that they were going to really kind of turn it into pulling off movies, because that would have been a perfect thing to do, a National Lampoon Summer Vacation episode. Oh, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't really play off of that. I mean, there were some funny moments with Wick. What was his name? Nathan Wick, Whistler or something like that? The camp counselor guy or whatever?
I've forgotten his name.
I don't know.
But basically, they've set up a summer camp on Endor.
Awesome.
With that's a Ewoks great idea. And everything. Ewoks who occasionally, because you know, we found out in Return of the Jedi, are cannibalistic, might try to eat you.
Yes. And apparently the Ewoks are bullying the campground. Like, they keep, you know, sending logs and setting things on fire and throwing rocks and spears at them. So anyways,
we just got the Empire out of here, and now this summer camp shows up.
Anyways, like I said, it's about 45 minutes. It's got some cute moments. Like I said, I think it would have been better had they related it to summer movie themes. Like a Weekend at Bernie's would have been great, or Ferris Bueller, National Lampoon, Summer Vacation, or something like that, I think would have been a little bit better. But overall, like I said, just a cute movie that was summer themed.
Okay, cool. I'll have to check it out.
Worth a watch. Not something I think you need to go watch right as soon as this episode ends.
Roger. Well, Derek mentioned shirts, so let's go ahead and take a little break and do our what Star Wars t-shirts are we wearing this week. So, Derek, what shirt do you have on?
I have my Chewie with the Ewoks.
Hey, yes, cute little chibi Chewie with several cute little chibi Ewoks. Good times. They're adorable with all of their two-dimensional fur.
Yes. So, and at least Sophia, I was watching this, but Sophia was in and out of the room because obviously she doesn't care too much. But you go on, there's Chewie. So,
yeah, cool. Well, she's at least recognizing him.
I'm going to jump in here because I'm keeping with the Chewie with cute things theme.
Oh, yeah.
Chewbacca with porgs.
Yeah, Wookiee of the Year with the porgs. I should have worn some sort of Chewbacca thing tonight.
You should have. Why didn't you?
Didn't you get the memo?
It was in the show notes.
Again, the show notes. I should have paid more attention. I'm slacking at my new house. I need to get with the program.
What do you think? This is vacation? Come on.
Yeah, no.
Some sort of summer thing?
I was going to try to wear my Rogue One shirt since we're going to talk about Cassian here in a few minutes when we dissect the trailer, but I couldn't find it or else it was dirty. I'm not sure. It might be in the hamper. Anyway, I fully expect that in the Andor show, we're going to see this guy, Big Daddy Vader. So I wore my cool Star Wars Darth Vader black t-shirt where he's doing like the big electrical chrome attack. Even though we never really saw Vader himself do force lightning in the movies, but I feel like he probably can do it if he wants to.
Does in the video games.
Yeah, he does in the video games. So there you go. Vader looking all most evil dad in the history of the galaxy.
That looks like a classic Nintendo shirt, like the cover of a game. Mm-hmm.
Like a Super Star Wars for Super Nintendo or something.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
So Nathan and I got to see a bunch of Super NES stuff last night, actually. On my way back from Parker, Benner, Kent, and Wayne, we stopped at a classic video game store. What was it called, Nathan? Video Game World?
Yes, Video Game World.
Video Game World in beautiful Huntersville, North Carolina, right in the heart of downtown, too, exactly across the street from the community center. They had games from all eras, but we were really enjoying all the 1990s-esque stuff.
Let's jump into some Andor trailer here, right, guys?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. So apparently there was a very tiny change, not much different version of the trailer that came out this very day. It is August the 14th.
And, but let's talk about the official one that dropped back on August 1st.
Yeah. Let's talk about the one from the beginning of this month, which I believe was the first one where we saw the Senate chamber from the top down, and they've put the Imperial cog around the speaker's tower, which I thought was a really cool detail there. But yeah, Derek, go ahead. Let us know what your overall thoughts are on the trailer, and we'll just sort of do a little roundtable.
So again, I've been huge on wanting this series since they first announced it. I again thought Diego Luna was a fantastic. Obviously, in the Cassian Andor character that he portrays, but just the whole great addition to the Star Wars universe. And so when they announced this, you know, I've been super excited. So we've kind of been getting a little bit of teaser trailers and all this stuff. And again, we were supposed to be technically getting it August 31st.
Right.
But then they dropped this trailer on August 1st with the unfortunate news that it is now going to be delayed till September 21st. I guess the trade-off is we get 3 episodes on that day. I'm guessing that it's conflicting with, or they didn't want it to conflict with She-Hulk is what my mindset is.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we have any official answer as to why it got delayed? I guess that's it.
I'm guessing, step on Marvel's unless toes. If there was some last minute like intro thing that they need to do or something that affects all 12 episodes, right? Maybe. That's the only thing I can think of that something in the first or second episode that they would have needed to delay it, but I'm assuming that's going to be it because, to be fair, this takes us all the way till the end of November, right before the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So, and I'm guessing, like we normally have gotten in the past, we usually get that Friday after Thanksgiving, we get the big bomb of Mandalorian. So I'm thinking we might get that, or at least the following Wednesday then, you know, first week of December, we'll be getting Mandalorian season 3. That is just my estimation. Doesn't mean it's true, but, you know, I'm guessing that's what we're supposed to be getting.
That makes sense. That's logical.
Unless if we're supposed to get Bad Batch too. I don't know, because that's still supposed to drop too.
I thought Bad Batch was supposed to come sometime in August.
They haven't announced it. They keep saying, right? They didn't give us an official date yet, or did they?
I think you're right. I think they haven't given us an official date yet. I had just gotten some rumored date.
Well, that was it. It was originally, remember, we read it in the article, it was supposed to be Q2. Then they pulled it back.
It is now scheduled, and I phrase it that way as in they could reschedule it, but it is scheduled for September 28th of this year.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Which does mean that the two will be running concurrently if they stick to this schedule.
We're going to have a lot of material to cover, guys.
Well, but, yeah. See, but it does kind of make me think that there's a chance they will push this back to November.
Anyway. Derek, how did you like the official trailer?
So
did you feel it was a good trailer?
Oh, this trailer was fantastic. This is giving me great hopes of what I was hoping this was going to be, which wasn't just going to be some like assassination plot type style. This is going to be like Clone Wars live action, but obviously yeah. During the right before the prime of A New Hope with the Rebel Alliance, because this is going to give us the whole... To me, what makes the best Star Wars is a good mixture of the bureaucracy and then the wars, right? All those things that happen at the same time, that giant wars, especially with giant multiple planets, you know, galaxies, universes that are happening, that's going on. So this is just giving you everything. It's really focusing on Luthen, which is Stellan Skarsgård's character, which has me even more hyped because he's phenomenal. Love him and everything he does pretty much. Just that character there, we get a little bit more of Mon Mothma, which is fantastic. You're getting, you know, the background. We finally see Saw Gerrera. And then it's giving you some of that Empire side of things too. With kind of our Dira is the Empire, the kind of the agent the character, I think.
Something Dira? Like that. Yeah.
Deera, I think is how it's pronounced when I caught the caption on it. Just overall, again, it's just giving you that, to me, the warm, fuzzy feels of what to me is Star Wars. Sounds like it's really good storytelling. Again, we're going to get 12 episodes, which is fantastic because my biggest gripe surprisingly, one of the few things that I gripe about the Marvel Universe is that their 6-part episodes are just way too short, just like the Obi-Wan Kenobi. It needs to be at least 8. But 12 episodes, even if it's just a limited series, is perfect because you get time to flesh out characters. You get time to take those moments of breaks or that they use. Fantastic. So I'll go. You guys go.
Okay. All right. Nathan, what were your overall thoughts and, expectations? Was it a good trailer? What did you like?
Well, I do think it was a great trailer because, honestly, I wasn't super hyped about Andor before because we know what's going to happen to him. He's gonna die, and probably not too long after this show. Of old age, of course, they're going to send him off to a farm upstate.
Old Yeller.
Yeah. But this trailer did what a good trailer is supposed to do. It got me excited about something that I was only somewhat interested in before. One of the most exciting things to me is actually Scott, I think you're wrong. Oh. I don't think we're going to see Darth Vader.
Oh,
I think the villain is just going to be the Empire and some agents within the Empire. I don't think we're going to get the Emperor. I don't think we're going to get Vader. I don't think we're going to get Inquisitors. I don't think we're going to deal with any of the Force stuff. And to me, that's kind of a refreshing change of pace for Star Wars because everything focuses on the Jedi and the Sith. But there's this whole other war that's going on out there that we just don't get that much of.
Right.
And I think we're going to get a good bit of it here. I'm especially excited to see ISB agents. Those are the guys and gals in the white uniforms. You know, that's something that was kind of added to the EU a while back because in the original trilogy.
A while back.
Back a few years ago in the 90s. You know, we had Wolf Ularin wearing that white outfit in the original movie, and everybody thought, oh, well, he must be something special because he's got this different color uniform than everybody else. Then that became, oh, yes, well, it turns out he's an ISB agent, the Imperial Security Bureau. That's an official thing, and we get to find out more about that and how they operate and why even the Empire itself fears the ISB agents, why the other officers fear them. Very excited to see that. Very excited to see the starting of the rebellion, seeing Forrest Whitaker call it, you know, let's call it a war. It's what it is.
It's
a war, and I'm going to fight it. Maybe y'all will rebel at some other point and y'all aren't ready for this, but I'm going to fight this war. So I'm very excited now. Wasn't before, and that's what a trailer is supposed to do.
I have to agree with Nathan here. I wasn't as excited for Andor as I was for Obi-Wan, but this trailer, it got the hype. You know, I was like, oh, this is cool. And as soon as I saw Forrest Whitaker, I was really on board because I love Saw Gerrera's character. I love watching the arc that he's had, as limited as it has been so far, even from starting in the Clone Wars and then going into Rogue One and so forth. I'm glad to see him get to be that guy again, because I felt like live action Saw Gerrera didn't get a whole lot to do in Rogue One. And then we definitively have him get killed in Rogue One, which is fine. I mean, it's the end of his story arc, and he's sort of the reverse Vader, the anti-Vader, if you will, as to all the things that he's gone through, and he meets his end in a different way. But it's cool to be able to see live action Saw Gerrera again, and maybe we'll get to see him do a little more action-y stuff since he's more or less in his prime here in this part of the story, as opposed to all the cybernetic replacement, but budget cybernetic replacement parts, because obviously he's had to scavenge them as a partisan rebel. And I do think that you're probably correct, Nathan, that we won't see Vader and the Sith and stuff, because I think Andor series is going to be more about the shadow war of intelligence stuff. Cassian and all of the other rebel spies. Maybe we'll finally even see some live action Bothan spies. On the other side of the coin, all that ISB stuff you just talked about. So it'll be ISB guys opposing, you know, rebel intelligence, Alliance intelligence? I don't know, whatever their official designation would be. And I think that's an interesting and as you said, Nathan, not yet very well explored facet of the Star Wars going on here, the Star Wars going on. And it is cool to see another live action series set in the Galactic Civil War era. Obviously, we just had Obi-Wan that was set in that era, but it was just very nascent, that era. This will be much closer to Rogue One, which itself is much closer to classic Star Wars fight of good guys versus stormtroopers.
And Rebels that precedes it a little bit, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's cool. And we even saw an X-Wing and a TIE Fighter doing dogfighty stuff in part of this trailer, which is an excellent segue into the next segment, obviously, from the show notes here. The X-Wing TIE Fighter shot was my favorite part of this trailer because I love old-school 1980s-style Star Wars dogfights. And this one was pretty small scale because it's probably, you know, one agent chasing another in some cloud or what have you. But the point is, it's an X-Wing shooting at a TIE Fighter. Young me and current me are both like, woohoo, cool. Nothing against the X-Wings and the TIE Fighters in the sequel trilogy. I think they look cool, but they're definitely the revamp, the modded up, you know, redone version. Retro styling, but obviously some modern touches, as it were. So getting to see a classic style one is really fun. And we did get a little bit of that in The Mandalorian, but not a whole lot of TIE fighters, just Moff Gideon's special new landing TIE, and then Trapper Wolf and Blue Carson there, the other X-Wing guy. But
and
even
a classic
there,
Naboo fighter.
Yes, and the revamped N1 fighter, which is cool. But yeah, for me, my favorite part was X-Wing versus TIE fighter in the trailer, followed very closely by seeing live-action Saw Gerrera step out of the shadows in the trailer. So we'll reverse course here. And Derek, what was your favorite or maybe, you know, several favorite moments of this trailer?
Well, again, I have to go back to Stalin Skarsgård, his whole, like I said, character the way it is, because it sounds like from the trailer, like he's been in hiding this whole time and he's come out now. It depends on how you want to look at it. Has he become like, was he a war veteran or he was this alliance fighter, you know, back in the day? And then he hung it all up to be a bureaucrat, right? He to be, because that's what it shows him, right? Because it shows him like recruiting, then it shows him at the forefront in fighting with in his starship, and then it shows him going to, you know, putting on the makeup and the outfit and going to see everyone, right, within the political world of Star Wars. So, you know, so is he going to be kind of the same thing? Is he going to be the mentor to Mon Mothma, you know, with her lines? I like that, you know, that she's saying like, hey, I'm just hoping to be enough of an annoyance that nobody sees what else that I'm doing with my other hand, right? You know, type deal style, that they don't see what's coming. I do think though, gentlemen, I do think we will get the Emperor though, okay, in some facet. I think either he will be in the Senate scene at some point, maybe high up, and he might do like, you know, kind of like the Wall Street, right? Ring the bell or some crap, right? Mm-hmm. Since he has to kind of be there, as the Viceroy, since he's still technically got that title, doesn't he? I think at this point, since he's the head of the Senate.
Vice Chancellor.
I do think we'll get a scene between Ian McDowell and Stalin. I think that'll be a climactic, really great scene between two wonderful actors. So I'd love to see that.
I really liked the way that Stellan Skarsgård's character said Andor's name, the way he pronounced it, Ender, because he's got that accent, you know.
Han and Han. That's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, totally. All right, Nathan, what was your – did you have one precise favorite moment of the trailer?
My favorite moment of the trailer came very early on. And that is when we first see the Star Destroyer flying overhead, because it's so reminiscent of the first scene of A New Hope, where we see this ship fly by. And the first time you watch it, you're like, oh, man, that ship's pretty big. And then you see the nose of the Star Destroyer and it just keeps going. And you realize, oh, my gosh, we thought that ship was big. This ship is huge. And we get kind of that same angle of seeing the ship not totally in frame at first, seeing it come in nose first and seeing it from the underside and realizing just how powerful the Empire is and how oppressive they are to bring a battleship like that to a civilian population, because it's flying right over a farm.
Yeah.
What are these farmers going to do? You know, they may not like the Empire, but they can't really rebel here. Right. Not on their own.
Yeah. I mean, a single Star Destroyer could wipe them out, right? I mean, that was an interesting thing. That why did they need a Death Star when they could just do that with their fleet, right?
So, pride.
I know.
It was pride.
They got fat.
Although he wasn't a general till way later, but anyway.
Zing. It was pride, but also, of course, for much more advanced worlds like Alderaan or Corellia, you know, to keep those systems in line.
Yeah. And fear, honestly.
Fear will keep them in line.
But, you know, Derek, I like your idea about the Emperor showing up in a more political manner, not shooting lightning bolts, but he is the Senate. So, you know, in a way, we've already seen him since we saw the Senate.
Oh, I see what you did there. Cool. Well, whatever happens on Andor, you can be rest assured that we will discuss it ad nauseum here on future episodes.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. Here are the other great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. Culture Clash, where we discuss the latest in entertainment and pop culture. Blood of Kings, our show covering the entire Highlander universe. Couch Potato Theater, we celebrate our favorite movies. And Time Warp, our fandom flashback show discussing a year in movies and our favorite retro movie, TV, and pop culture topics. Good Evening, discussing all things Alfred Hitchcock. Hair Metal Podcast, we cover the rock metal music of the 80s and early 90s. Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, discussing the time-traveling Doctor Who universe. Lethal Mullet, an action film podcast, covering the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Also, check out the Lethal Mullet Network for more great podcasts. What a Piece of Junk, our Star Wars podcast. Making Treks, a Star Trek podcast, with a deep dive into the final frontier. The Fandom Show, our Fandom Podcast Network live YouTube show discussing the hottest topics in fandom. the True Believers MCU podcast, discussing the Marvel Cinematic and Television Universe, Union Federation, our Star Trek and the Orville show. And we're proud to welcome the BQN Network to the Fandom Podcast Network. Please visit our friends on the BQN Network, a Star Trek Universe podcast that also includes your favorite topics, movies, history, superheroes, and more. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on YouTube. The Fandom Podcast Network is also on all major podcast platforms. The Fandom Podcast Network audio master feed is on Podbean at fpnet.podbean.com. You can find the Fandom Podcast Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Guys, I guess that's just a bit of all we had to talk about for this episode.
If there's anything I could say that we've done before, where it's the least likely thing I liked about the trailer was that it said September 21st.
Yes.
Can't be here any sooner.
Who wants to wait? I demand it now. Yeah. So you heard us talk about our cool t-shirts. If y'all want to get some awesome What a Piece of Junk merchandise, including t-shirts, mouse pads, iPad cases, or coffee mugs, or stuff for any of the Fandom Podcast Network shows, please check out our store over on tpublic.com/fandompodcastnetwork, or just search for us in the search bar on tpublic.com. Nathan, would you let folks know where they can find the show out there on the old interwebs?
Absolutely. You can find the show pretty much anywhere you look. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us. You can also find us on Facebook, the What a Piece of Junk, a Star Wars podcast page that Derek helps run. And the email is whatapieceofjunkpod@gmail.com. Scott, I hope you're keeping up with that in your new digs out in Rutherford County.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to check. No, I'm just kidding. I am checking the email and interacting with fans in a variety of ways. I meant to tell you guys, I was having a drink over at the market, the Uptown Marketplace. No, what's it called? Hang on. I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, Downtown Market in Rutherford Town. And someone yelled, "Hey, Scott," and I turned around, and it was my good friend, Scott Lane, who used to hang out with me when I lived in Rutherford County the first time around. Man? Yes, right? No, L-A-N-E, not L-A-N-G, but man, wouldn't that be cool? Anyway, but no, Scott's pretty cool in his own right, and he and his lovely wife, Rainey, were there talking to Mita and I, and he says to me, "I feel like you never left. We hang out more often than we ever did when you lived here." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "I never miss an episode of What a Piece of Junk, so I listen to you all the time." And I'm like, "Thanks so much, man." So we're going to hang out and do some stuff, and who knows, maybe I'll, you know, rope him into being on an episode of the show with us to talk about his own Star Wars fandom. But yes, somebody out there in Rutherford County has been listening to every episode of What a Piece of Junk. So that's pretty
nice.
Cool. And if you want to hear me pontificate more about running into fans in real life, I do also run the show's Twitter at What Wars, which I think Nathan was about to mention, but I'm jumping.
Yes, he was. He was also about to mention the Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network. And also, Derek, can you tell us about those Apple Podcast reviews?
I'm just going to talk about podcast reviews in general. So when you download us with all the great ways that Nathan just talked about, leave a review of some sort with positivity. That would help because it keeps us in the algorithm of however they do that in this world, where that we get more hits and more likes, then they'll put us at the top as a recommendation. Obviously, we sounds like we're the number one Star Wars podcast in Rutherford County.
Yes.
But we like to be number one in other counties. But again, we're doing this for fun, guys. So, you know, listeners out there, just, you know, again, leave whatever review you like. But if you visit us on the Star Wars What a Piece of Junk Facebook page, leave comments or whatever you'd like to tell us where we could do some better to make sure we're hitting the things that you want to talk about. So other than that, if we're not getting those likes and reviews and those positives and those five stars on, you know, Apple and Google and all that stuff, then we're going to have to try and figure out how we're going to fend off these cannibalistic Ewoks.
Yes. Oh, man. Good times. Okay, well, great. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. As always, we want you to hit us up between shows with your comments, ideas, suggestions, whatever we can do to make this show better for each of you, because this is why we do it, is for folks like you and Scott Blaine, who never misses an episode. Thank you very much, Scott, for listening to the show, and I hope that we have entertained you and expanded your Star Wars fandom. So until next time, please always remember to respect each other and always respect each other's fandom. All right, Nathan, punch it.